Tonight, we like to tee it up right from the get-go with our pals from Talk Radio News, Ellen Ratner, none better. She's in the wings. Ellen, guns, the gun bill. What's the scoop on that and the vote?
Well, what happened basically is that they did get the 60 votes necessary to what's called cloture to get it on the floor of the Senate, 68-31. Two Democrats, Begich of Alaska and Pryor of Arkansas, did not vote with the Democrats. 16 Republicans voted with the Democrats, so they got it. And it looks like it might work. But the question is, there's devils in the details, and there are a couple areas that are, well, you would say loopholes. One is selling it to a family member, and the other is telling somebody at a gun show, well, you know, I don't want to really go through the background check, so why don't we just meet in 2 hours? And technically, then that's not at a gun show. Technically, they don't have to go through that.
Ah, gotcha. So we'll see what happens when they, you know, as you said, the devil's in the details when all the details come out. This was big because everybody was pounding the White House about Jay-Z. What's the deal? How come he and Beyonce went to Cuba? But there's more to that story, right?
That's right. He basically wrote some lyrics saying that the president said it was okay for him to go. The White House still contends that not at all. That it was the Treasury Department, and as Jay Carney said today, well, Treasury doesn't rhyme, implying that he wrote those lyrics so that it somehow rhymed.
I love that story. All right, this guy's a bad guy. Come on, Assad. Why have they not taken him out? He's killed 4,300 people since July. Really?
That's 4,300 people from airstrikes.
Yeah.
And the way they got those figures is they talked to people on the ground who had witnessed this. So obviously more than one person, a few people in an area, et cetera.
Wow. All right, so we jump to North Korea. What's the latest on North Korea?
Well, the latest on North Korea is that, yes, they have a missile in preparation. But the United States does not believe they have nuclear capacity and therefore no weapons that are nuclear weapons. The question is he doing this for internal politics, and is he going to lob this missile if he chooses to in some place like that island off of Japan, which is not going to make anybody happy. It's not quite the same of lobbing a missile into either Guam for the United States or into South Korea.
There you go. An immigration bill. I think the immigration bill has a great chance to go all the way through, even more than guns when, as you meld the two houses. But what's going on with the immigration bill?
Well, the immigration bill is interesting because the Gang of Eight has apparently not come up with this agreement yet. They don't have the language and won't till at least Monday, says John McCain. But it sounds like Senator Rubio's chief of staff has been using social media, twittering, etc., to let people know what is probably going to be in that bill.
Mm. All right, Ellen Ratner.
And they're looking at things like a path to citizenship, but not necessarily giving people who are in this country, they won't necessarily be first in line.
Ooh. All right, so that is a big deal. We'll talk about that tonight on the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Ellen Ratner, you have a terrific weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right, one of the funniest things in that conversation with Ellen has to be this Jay-Z controversy. So the White House press secretary, Jay Carney, was waiting for the question. He knew it when he was asked about the newest rap song, which focused on the government-approved trip to Cuba with his wife, or so he thought it was government-approved. And in the rap song, as Ellen was talking about, it suggested that the clearance came from the White House, but really it came from the Treasury Department. And I want you to hear the lyric. I turned Havana into Atlanta. Boy from the hood, I got White House clearance. Obama said, chill, you're going to get me impeached. but you don't need this. Boom. Can't say the word. Anyway, chill with me on the beach. That was the lyric. I mean, such a crazy, bizarre exchange in the White House press briefing room. A reporter read those lyrics to Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, asking about White House approval, and Carney, without just missing a beat, said, "I guess nothing rhymes with Treasury," as Ellen was saying. So that's the rest of the story, because we know that this government has travel embargo with Cuba, and Americans aren't allowed or prohibited from visiting the communist country for tourism. So citizens can apply for licenses to go anyway, provided they show substantial proof that they intend to visit for specific reasons, like business or education, and they also have to have the entire itinerary approved. They have to submit the itinerary, and there have been plenty of Americans who have done that, but don't you just have that feeling? What kind of itinerary did Jay-Z present to get to go to Cuba? So two members of Congress are calling, and maybe even more, calling for an investigation of the trip and an explanation for the type of travel license that was issued. And then that was the Treasury Department responding, giving a couple of details about the licenses. And that's why the Treasury Department is in the was in the middle of it. So you just gotta love it, right? That he writes a song about it, and then the whole thing explodes, and the White House has to respond. So, you know, what was the real reason for going to Cuba? So they could write a song, so they could go and film, and so that they could talk about it. All right, many of you might be in the middle of some storms. A tornado contributed to one person's death in Mississippi, sadly, and they're talking about more destruction. It was really a rough Thursday for a lot of people. Snow in Minneapolis, snow in other parts of the Midwest. Here we are in April. Not to sound like a broken record, but it's crazy that we have not really swung into spring, if you will. At least seven counties, by the way, in Mississippi and four in Alabama had pretty much brutal damage when the storms rolled through, smashed into houses and businesses. As somebody who didn't grow up in a tornado area, but now I've lived in one, man, I am telling you, there is nothing, I think, more scary than seeing that giant funnel cloud bear down somewhere in a direction where you're headed. It wasn't just tornadoes, by the way. There were amazing amounts of high winds that swept through, like Missouri, and smashed power lines down. There was large hail, and we're talking Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida was also in that mix, too, as well. So really nasty weather. Even the governor, Governor Jay Nixon from Missouri, had to issue a state of emergency after those storms pummeled St. Louis and in a few other areas. Governor Mike Beebe from Arkansas had to declare 15 counties as state disaster areas because of tornadoes. So I feel ya, man, we are waiting for that nice weather, but it's just not fully game on yet. Hang with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Tonight, that means we like to cut loose, mix it up, a free-for-all, if you will. You want to vent? Here's the place, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I got a follow-up because I got this note from Rich listening to us in the Lone Star State, and he said, Kate, I heard you talking about the idiot that decided he was going to stab fellow students in the neck and in the head and anywhere he thought he could injure some of the other kids that were going to that community college. What do you think will happen with Dylan Quick? Well, I'll tell you what is going to happen with Quick. He's probably going to go away for quite some time. He's charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 14 people were wounded, for goodness sake. And this was an X-Acto knife. He used an X-Acto knife to go after the people that he went after. And, you know, they described it as like people were just bleeding and it was chaos and there was screaming. And, of course, it was chaotic because you just have to remember the amount of time it takes. He makes the decision. He plots. He goes there. Looks like anyone else, blending in. And then he starts to randomly stab people at their necks and their faces. And even one woman had the blade of the X-Acto knife sticking out of her cheek. sticking out of her cheek. And this idiot said he had fantasies of stabbing people since he was 8. So we go back to the same thing. What was the deal with this guy when he was a kid? Was he a loner? Was he antisocial? Did he not get along with other kids? What, you know, what was the deal? And he was born deaf. And he had an implant when he was 7 years old, so he could hear. And then he had to learn how to speak. His mother homeschooled him, got him involved in a library program, I guess, when he was a teenager. So if they looked at profiles of him, he didn't speak during the first couple of years in the program, but then he started to speak and had friends and, you know, whatever else. And now, and I always love this part, when something just shocking happens and you find out what the neighbors thought, what the friends from the past thought, you know, usually it's like they're stunned, they can't believe it, that kind of stuff. And he was a good student. He was a good student. And that's what everybody's saying, that they can't believe it. They're so surprised. And that he was going to finish his associate degree at the college where he was going, the Lone Star College Sci Fair. That's where he was going to school and where he ended up stabbing those people. But it makes no sense. So what ultimately snapped? What ultimately snapped? He had like this collection of books. He was big at collecting books and had friends and all this other kind of normal, seemingly normal things going on in his world, other than someone talking about, he mentioning that he had the fantasy of stabbing people since he was 8 years old. How do you see those red flags? You know, we keep talking about mentally ill and seeing things that aren't right. How do you foresee that? How can you look into the future at somebody who's 8 and know that something like this is eventually going to happen? And, you know, I mean, I'm all in for trying to do whatever we can to somehow put up obstacles and stop this kind of craziness. But I don't know how anyone would have stopped this. Especially, he was going to the school, he was doing well, he was, you know, everything seemingly was fine with him. And you look at him, and he looked like any other person go to school there. He was dressed like any other person, he looked like any other person. So now he's in jail, and under a suicide watch. And he's going to go away. And that's all there is to it. He attacked people on 2 floors of the school's health science center. And then this also brings up the argument of being armed. If someone had been armed, boom, out go the lights, Dylan Quick, no more. Because probably he would have been shot if he was, especially as he's randomly running around and just going for people's throats, somebody would have taken him out. And in Texas, the push for guns on college campuses is huge. The governor thinks it's a no-brainer that should happen, that kids should be able to be armed if they want to be armed. I mean, you know, they have concealed carry, boom, take it to the point where, you know, they're carrying around, they're carrying and they're going to classes. And other people say, try to hit a moving target and see what that's like, because it's not so easy. It's easy in theory and target practice and everything else, but then once everything unfolds, the chaos unfolds, something happens, you have to react almost instantaneously. How are you gunning someone down without hitting other people if you're not a law enforcement type, which also they can hit lots of people randomly or have bullets that spray in different directions. But would I take my chances? If I was someone on that campus and I knew someone had my back and they could take that person out, of course, how many of us wouldn't say that? You know, you're in a situation like that, and then somebody takes out the person, the perpetrator, to use a cop language word. If somebody took them out, of course you're going to think it's the best thing ever, because you're living and your life is is saved as a result of somebody else having that weapon and using it. So I think it just opens up the questions again and again and again about where can you should you be able to take guns, and you know, why are certain lanes shut down? And while this is all happening, you have the background check, the conversation over federal background checks that are hitting a lot of obstacles. That was one of the things, too, at the top we mentioned with Ellen. There's no agreement, really, on this. Not by a long shot. There's still a lot of things that have to be reconciled as to what really works and what doesn't work. And are we just kidding ourselves and burying ourselves in too much paperwork? I mean, what's the right thing to do here? And many of you own guns. You've gone through the process. You're law-abiding citizens, and you know how easy it is. So if you're that law-abiding citizen, should be a slam dunk, and pretty quickly that all gets approved. If there's something else that's sticky, then not quite so easy to get approved, theoretically. And that's the whole idea. Why is there a background check? So if somebody shouldn't be issued a permit, they don't get the permit. How often, though, has it happened that the person who shouldn't get the permit gets it anyway? And we've seen that with some of the last couple of mass shootings. A couple of them have been able to still get the guns, so it didn't really work anyway. But follow along, because it is the two-headed tail here, where we're talking about guns and we're talking about, just like we did at the top, immigration. Those are the two things absolutely to follow. And then I think North Korea should be on all of your radars, because, you know, can the missile capacity hit us? Can it not hit us? Regardless, we're in the middle of this. 28,000 troops right there on the border protecting South Korea. We're invested. Your dollars and my dollars are going there. So North Korea is saying they're going to launch a missile. South Korea is watching with bated breath to see if they can go after North Korea. I think they're chomping at the bit to do that. And then you have Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, saying, oh, by the way, don't panic too much, because the missiles can't reach us. But will we shoot down a missile if they shoot it out into the open seas? And the answer is, yeah, we probably take it out. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. We're turning the page. We'll keep on going. Just a few.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Minneapolis getting pounded by the snowflakes. In fact, Nathan Reeder is standing guard with a shovel in one hand. Nathan, it's still coming down, right? How many inches so far?
I think it's about 5 or something today. They were planning on... Well, gosh, the weather people have been throwing up their hands. They don't know what's going on. At first, we were just going to get a couple of inches of snow and rain, and then it turned into rain and sleet and maybe a foot, and now we're going to get that over the next, like today and tomorrow. Real slush, real ice. It's a time, man.
Oh, real slush and ice. I don't like that. I mean, I like slushies, but I don't like to walk on slush. It's the worst. You know, you look at the bottom of your pants, your jeans, whatever, and they get that little crusty white thing later in the day because you've pushed yourself through crossing over the streets or whatever, getting out of the car, and you walk through it.
Oh, man, I wear my shoes out by the end of wintertime, so this is not fun for me because there's holes in my shoes where all the slush gets in.
So if you live in Minneapolis, like some other places in the Midwest where many of you live listening to America Tonight, I mean, you all know this. You can commiserate with Nathan. You just have to plan on it's never over till it's over when it comes to really winter weather, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, you gotta plan. You gotta be patient, and like the drive home yesterday morning took about 2 hours, and on a good day that should only be 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. See, now that's the hard part. The average commute for Americans 45 minutes each way, but when you're stuck in weather, you add weather onto it. And you're talking about an hour and a half or more than that. Whoo, that's when you're just, man, you're just exhausted. You're ordering pizza. That's what you're doing. Forget the Weight Watchers. Forget the Skinny Now. Forget the ASAP. It's not
extra
happening.
Extra cheese. Extra cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Comfort food. Because you're whipped. You were trapped in a car. And you need the food now. That's it. Give me the pie. I got to feed people. Give me the pie now. And I bet there's a lot of pizza ordered these past couple of days because of the crazy weather that, like I said, that we've been having.
Oh, man, I hope they're making their tips.
That's right. It's rough. Give the pizza guy a good tip. Hey, it's time now for the app of the week, one of my favorite new things that we do. And there's a couple of apps. Yeah, I mean, how can we ignore it? For goodness sake, Apple people alone are taking up the space of over 1 million apps and counting. And I'm kind of behind on that whole app thing. My nephew got me up to speed on some apps. He'll say, well, Aunt Kate, why don't you have that? Why don't you have this? Why don't you have that? And then he just puts it on my phone. So I probably have apps. I don't even know what the apps are. So here's a couple of good ones that are obvious ones that maybe some of you have. Hootsuite. You know that, right? Hootsuite. If you want to track Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and some other social media, you just can't live without your social media, and you want it from one location to another, and you that's what you do. You get Hootsuite, and that does that all for you. I'll tell you one that I like, and I don't know if many people, well, and I bet some people do know about this. And I might have already mentioned this on the show, so excuse me if I have. It's that early Alzheimer's that gets you every time. I got to start gaming more. Flight Tracker. Flight Tracker is this app where you can just pop up any airport. Let's just pick one. Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Dallas, Fort Worth, or Atlanta, or Santa Barbara. And you see the flights that are coming in. You can click on it. It tells you where it's coming from and where they are right now. And it's just really amazing, the information. It's crazy tracking these flights. And it's almost scary, too, because it looks like a whole bunch of little planes just smashing into whatever the airport is all at one time. And if you know somebody, like you're meeting somebody or you're girlfriend, wife, whatever, husband, are traveling and you want to see the plane, geez, I wonder if they're getting close. You're sitting there on the couch watching a little tube, watching a little Mad Men or Game of Thrones or, I don't know, Brian Williams, whatever you're watching. Hopefully not Honey Boo Boo, no offense to her, but I can't even watch 2 minutes of that stuff. So you're sitting there and you can actually track the flight. I mean, it's amazing. It's very addicting because you get into where the flight's coming from and the different airports. So I think that's the coolest app. I'm going to say that's like the app of the week, the app of the month. Now, what's wild is with all of these apps out there, a German security consultant who is also a commercial pilot has said that he's demonstrated that he's got tools that could be used to hijack an airplane remotely using an Android phone. He says a hack in the box security summits in Amsterdam. And he said that he spent 3 years developing Simon, a framework of malicious code that could be used to attack and exploit airline software and an Android app to run it that's called PlaneSplot. Oh, that's, I don't even like the name of that, PlaneSplot. So you use a flight simulator, and you can change the speed, the altitude, the direction of a virtual airplane by sending radio signals to the flight management system. Current security systems don't have strong enough authentication methods to make sure the commands are coming from a legitimate source. So you could modify all the stuff that's going on in the plane, the navigation of the plane, and it could be used to change what's on a pilot's display screen or turn off the lights in the cockpit. With an Android app, you could remotely control a plane by just tapping preloaded commands like please go here and visit ground.
That is so scary.
It is so scary to me. It is so frightening because if he can do it, and this is a smart dude who was a pilot who knew how to work the system, and it took him some time, but I just have to feel like he's not the only one. And it works, he developed the Simon in a way that it works only in virtual environments, not on actual aircraft, but he knows it would work on them. And so this flight management hardware that he bought on eBay is publicly available. Of course, flight simulator software has some of the same computer coding as well as flight software. So how devastating if this was unleashed on an actual plane. It's crazy. You know, they even have this convention in Vegas called Black Hat Security Conference, and they've talked about it there, that there are weaknesses in the U.S. air traffic control system that's set to roll out next year, and the flaws aren't instantly catastrophic, but could be used to track private airplanes, intercept messages, jam communications between planes and air traffic control. So you figure, you jam the communications, you could have a crash, as I said, looking at the flight tracker and how the planes are coming in. How easy would that be to crash planes? Very, very, very easy, I think. So Hugh Tesso, who is this analytical licensed pilot guy who developed Simon, says he's contacted the makers of air traffic systems, not just in the United States because he knows they're vulnerable, but also in Europe. And I hope they pay attention to this guy because maybe they can come up with ways to block the potential for this to happen. If he's doing it, I have to assume that others out there are close to it or have similar ways to do it, and who knows, in the hands of somebody wrong, it's pretty dangerous if you think about it, with the ability to be able to pull planes down. Wow. This is an app. I mean, we're talking about an application and the potential for pure on disaster. We think of ways that terrorism could strike us again. I'd say this is one of them, and I think they're looking at all systems of social media and ways to use applications and, you know, whatnot. So preloaded commands, please go here, and the really scary, chilling visit ground. Whew. Keep your fingers crossed that there is some way, and he's, like I said, he's contacted them. I hope they pay attention. There is some way to stop that from happening, and that nobody else gets their hands on what he's been able to do. A couple of quick reminders, speaking of apps, you can get the Kate Delaney app so you can listen to America Tonight simply by going to GCNLive.com. The website will direct you. Oh, it is so awesome. And a lot of you already do use it and carry it around, so you can listen to some of the hours you might have missed. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hack attack possibility of an Android app to hijack an airplane, whew, and notifying the U.S. about the potential. Let's hope somebody with a very big brain figures out a way to block that. Here we are in our final turn on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks for tuning in. Some of you probably chilly out there, maybe sitting in front of a fire waiting for that pizza to be delivered. We had a hero pizza delivery driver that I found out about. This happened in Norwood, Ohio. He stepped in to bring a baby out of a home whose garage was on fire. The fire happened over the weekend at about 5 o'clock, and Adam Thomas, he was delivering a pizza from La Rosa's, and he got there, and when he arrived at the house, he saw that there were some kids on the porch and they were crying hysterical, asked the kids what was going on. The children said that their parents and baby were still inside, and he didn't hesitate. When he heard that, he ran in, found the other family members, told them about the garage. The parents had taken the baby outside and brought the other children to safety, so he ran in to get, he ran back in to get the kid, to get the baby, and that's pretty much pretty big heroics. I hope he got a big tip. Now, that's one of those moments where something, life unfolds in front of you. So you're just a pizza delivery guy, and you're doing your job, and you're not just a pizza, but you're doing your job. So you're scurrying around. You got to get the pizzas out to people because you have however many in your car, and then you're going back for more and deliver, deliver, deliver. And then you come up, roll up on this fire, and you don't even hesitate. You don't even think. You just bolt into the house to make sure that what the little girls were saying, that all the people are out of the house, the parents, and then going and getting the baby. And that's what happened. And he told them about the garage fire and took the baby outside and brought the other kids to a safer spot. So I'd have to say bravo. That's a daily salute for sure, because that's going beyond what he was at the place to do, right? And would you have reacted the same way? Would you have run into the house? That's like one of those questions, those if questions. If a building was on fire and you came upon it and people needed to be rescued, would you run inside? I think, it's like I said, I think I'd like to believe that I would absolutely do it, but you don't know till you're in the moment what the situation is actually like. So when something like that happens, and all of us are texters now, 9911 is offering texting. Could be a good idea. Although then there's no conversation if you're texting. However, if you're cornered somewhere in a house and somebody has a gun pointed at you, how easy is that? If you've got your cell phone, you know, you have your iPhone, your Android, whatever you have. So this is what they're saying you'll be able to do. In Tennessee, they call it the Next Generation Network, 911, and the digital operator switch is paid for by the state of Tennessee, and they have a bunch of different centers, and then that's what happens. The texting system is a great thing for some of the people to be able to use. It's digital, faster response, all that kind of stuff, and they just, you know, just pump in a text and that's it. But it's the same thing if the call center goes down, the calls roll to some of the other cities, and they can always, it's a good backup for the people that live there. They always know that 911 call is going to get answered because they also have the potential with the texting ability to get back to people if for some reason the center actually goes down. It makes sense to me. But how many of the text would be erroneous? How many people would send in crazy texts, and how do you decipher between that? Man, I don't know. When I lived in Nebraska at the very beginning of my career, and a lot of you live near train tracks, and don't run the light program, stop running the light program, because people play chicken with the trains. And I just was reading something about a train derailing. I think in my neighborhood, trains come through, and maybe in some of your neighborhoods, you have the same thing. And a lot of trains come through during the day. If we took a whole 24-hour period, you know, on some days we might be up to 8 different kinds of trains. In Sheffield, Massachusetts, a bunch of train cars that had construction debris derailed, and it was a mess because all of that stuff, you're talking about sheetrock and pieces of metal, all of that stuff was spread all over the place. So they got to bring equipment in to clean up the derailment. The good news is there wasn't a lot of people involved in this one, where you didn't have a packed bunch of cars, passenger cars, so it wasn't that. The train was really hauling stuff, and construction debris was one of the things that was in the part of the derailment. So they, other than cleaning it up and it being a nightmare from that point of view, it's not a nightmare from the point of view of people that could have been hurt by the stuff that toppled out of it. And, you know, what does everybody always worry about? Waste, radioactive material, that kind of stuff, for fear that there's an accident, and that's what's spread all over the track, some kind of material where you have to have hazmat come in and clean everything up, but that wasn't the case in the latest one. So that's definitely, absolutely good news. The other thing is, I talked about the pizza guy and how that was the daily salute. But I think one of the more bizarre things, but I'm going to give the guy credit for this, and part of this is still being looked into. There is a video that's popped up over YouTube of men putting T-shirts on trapped deer. And this is coming out of Oak Creek. It's a trap in Wisconsin, Department of Natural Resources saying it's private land. And they show a video of a guy carrying a T-shirt toward the trap, and the deer tries to get away. He's wrestled to the ground, and they put these T-shirts on the deer. So, what happens? You know, do you get a fine for doing that because you're handling the wild animal? I mean, you know, it seems odd, but I guess you can get fined for it, over $300. So it's a yellow T-shirt, and they put it around the deer, and what they're doing, or they're just having fun. That's what they're saying. They apologize for hurting anyone's feelings, but they were just doing it for fun because they didn't mean to scare the deer, or that didn't mean to have a big thing happen because it feels that they were being mishandled. But the video is, I mean, it looks like that. It looks like, okay, here's a bunch of guys, and they must be bored, and there's some deer, and they're going into their elaborate trap, and they're putting shirts on the deer. You know, people must have a threshold of boredom, and then what they'll do when they finally decide, you know what, I'm tired of computer games. I'm tired of hanging out and watching ESPN for the 10th time. So you know those deer that we put back in the little cage that we built? We're just going to go in and we're going to put some T-shirts on them. We're going to shoot it and then we're going to put it on YouTube. I think it's all about the video. I think it's all about getting on YouTube, frankly. I don't know. What do you think?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.